This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. It's all over. The Cubs are 15 games above 500. They open up a four-game lead over St. Louis in the division race and run a very successful homestand. The Cubs against Colorado and Cincinnati win 5 out of 6 games.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for Mr. David, and we've been talking about the Cubs. Well, we've talked about the White Sox, too, and the Cubs are a much happier story. And as we know, it is now June, and Memorial Day, you're allowed to kind of look at the standings. So we're considering the standings, and you hear they're 4 games clear in the division because the Cardinals lost the series, right? The Cardinals, they've been living on borrowed time. Don't you just hate seeing the Cardinals do well? It's just a... just a bad thing in Chicago. But good to see them lose a series. Good to see the Cubs win another series. And good to see them 4 games clear at this early point in the season.
Anyone, you know, remember where my hometown?
Are you from St. Louis?
I grew up in St. Louis.
Did you? How much time do you spend there?
A lot.
Did you play a lot of quality nationwide soccer? They got a great soccer program down in St. Louis.
No, I was not a soccer player.
Well,
but
I don't make
I've
up
been
the rules.
Told to not remind people that I'm from St. Louis, especially when we're doing when the Cubs
yeah.
are doing well. Listen, I
Cardinals have won too much. They're already covered.
You learn a lot as a working in TV and moving around the country and covering different teams. Like, I love St. Louis. The Cardinals will always have a special place in my heart. But like, it is so fun to be working in a city where the teams are doing well. Like, you root for the teams to do well where you are because it's more fun to do my job when people
yes.
are winning. So I listen. I don't want anyone to now. People are going to come at me, but I've been told not to remind no. people on the radio that I'm from St. Louis. So I'll
so
stop
are you a
talking
Cardinals
about
fan?
It. I was
you
born
in
I the Cardinals are why I work in sports to
is
be honest
right?
with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I thought for sure it was like you were a football Cardinals fan.
It's funny because I really have not followed their season at all this year. Like, that just shows you kind of
they had been surprisingly good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we didn't expect them to be this was clearly a rebuilding type of year.
Totally.
But they were winning. Dustin, are you delighted that the Cardinals have struggled?
Oh, he's...
Is he paying attention?
He's not.
I was screening a call to
oh.
your show.
Oh,
I was talking to a listener.
He's just doing his job.
Sorry, I used to like Ruthie, and all of a sudden I don't.
No, he hates the Cardinals. Yeah. You hate them.
I know. It's okay.
Can't stand the Cardinals.
Yeah. It's okay. Understood. I was on Team Fredbird. I was a ball girl.
Were you really?
Shooting t-shirts from the dugout.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And cool I stadium. Did it for 3 summers. Oh, great Bush stadium. Is.
I did a tour. We went to St. Louis, took the kids to St. Louis. They got a good kids museum down
it's
there.
The city museum.
Yeah, that, super that cool. That place is unbelievable.
Climb through all those
Did you get on the bus that's hanging off the top
yep.
of the
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you yep. can do that.
Terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's,
in a cool way. Did you hide in some of the various caverns?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you notice there's a bar there too?
I did not.
So the adults can have you could put the kids like they're a package going down that one area and then get yourself a cocktail.
Great there. Venue for birthday parties and bar bat mitzvahs. A lot of time that I spent a lot of time there in my childhood going to those things. One of the bucket list ballparks I think people should go to.
It's just a great atmosphere, great
experience.
And you can stay right down the street and walk there.
But when I was on Team Fredbird, they asked me, because I have my background's in musical theater and dance and performance, and so I love crowds and audiences, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I always loved the Cardinals, loved being a fan, and they were like, hey, will you kind of help us do some of the in-arena hosting on the Jumbotron? And I was like, of course, 40,000 people. I would love to get in front of them. And that's sort of how I put the pieces together of, oh, wait, this sort of combines my love of sports and being a fan and storytelling. And so that's why I became a sports broadcaster. And here I am in Chicago rooting for the Cubs. Don't tell anyone.
It's okay.
I did tell David, though, I will never, like, personally, I can't wear, like, anything Cubs. Like, I love Wrigley. I will go to the Cubs game, love, like, the experience. But I can't physically put on like a Cubs hat. Like it just kind of it goes against my like genetics.
You can do that for charity.
Right.
So I've been told.
I could do it for charity. I will wear White Sox gear though, Molly. You'll be happy to hear. Obviously, also Chicago Sports Network, home of the White Sox. So I have some loyalty there.
Love it. Dustin, anyway. I just saw the movie Wicked like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And I got to tell you, like I resisted seeing that movie. I'm just talking about, you mentioned musical theater.
Yep.
I resisted that. I like a good show, don't get me wrong. But I'm not like an Ariana Grande fan. I was like, oh, God. I just didn't want to go see it because she licked a donut one time. I don't know. And it was sensational.
And Ariana Grande is phenomenal.
She's great in it. The other girl might be better. She's
Cynthia Erivo is an icon.
Holy God, was she good in that?
You got to see Wicked on Broadway. You have to see
that. That is what I was told after saying how much I enjoyed it.
It is.
And I walked around singing that Gravity song for a week.
Defying Gravity, give us a sample.
Oh, I couldn't. No, I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Molly has broken out in show tunes.
I will sing a show tune. Don't get me wrong. I like that kind of stuff. I think it's entertaining.
I could almost see you cast really as good. The professor.
I'm
you kind
more,
of give professor vibes.
I have more of a Marianne thing going. That was a Gilligan's Island joke.
Anyways, something bad is happening
in us.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
I feel like that's your...
You can carry a tune.
I can.
That's good.
David always tries to get me to...
To sing?
Sing on our show.
We'll have to.
I won't do that. That was all you'll get.
We'll have to get you to sing a rebel song so we can really get back to basics.
What would you, now since we're talking about singing, and the station was honored and the midday show got the opportunity and the honor of doing the stretch, how would you feel about singing the seventh inning stretch as a born Cardinal fan?
That would be such an honor. You felt that pause, didn't you? I have to deeply think about it. It would be such an honor, but I do love Chicago so much, and that would be just an incredible moment for me to participate in. But I
bet you could sing the heck out of
it. I would put on a Cubs jersey for that.
That was the next question.
I would. Yeah. I would do it. I would do it. I'm on the record.
You don't wear Cubs stuff.
Yeah.
You go to games, but don't wear Cubs stuff. So I respect that.
It's like my kids, like I don't have kids, but if one day I have children and they are lucky enough to live and grow up in Chicago, in the Chicago area, like they're just going to be White Sox fans like that. I just have to. It's kind of how it goes for me. I will take them to Wrigley. I love Wrigley. I want them to experience Wrigley. But I think also you kind of grow up like especially because we're like sort of on the north side, like my kids will grow up like a little tougher, you know, like we got to make them tough. Grow up a White Sox fan on the north side, you know?
I like that idea.
Okay. I should stop talking. I'm creating a lot of.
I know some White Sox fans on the north side.
You may not have wanted me to log you into that text screen.
I know, right? I'm actually getting some love. Bush Stadium is not good. 309. Fans collective IQ.
Oh, my God. You are really failing here. Yuck. Love for the New York Knicks? Love for the St. Louis Cardinals?
I hate to be ruthless, but maybe we should be. Go home and go to bed, Reethy.
That's so mean. That's
I love
so
it.
Mean.
No. I love it. I can handle it. You know, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, is what they say.
That's fair.
Let's change the subject.
You're authentic. Be yourself.
I am myself.
Don't pretend to be somebody you're not.
Yeah.
That's right. My only advice for anyone. We got a lot of people who want to check in.
Uh-oh.
Let's start with.
Are they all coming at me?
No, no one's coming at you. They're all happy.
Okay.
Mike is in Glencoe. We'll start with Mike. Hey, Mike.
Well, talk about Sox fans from the north side. Molly, I'll just say that I agree with you earlier. The Sox right now, we're getting a little over our skis on how improved they are. To borrow a phrase from Carl Williams, the Sox are a place where position players go to die. And, I don't think we're looking at this in the big picture perspective. We're coming off a weekend when TA was DFA'd
right.
by the Angels, and Moncada's just holding on. I still don't know the answer to why all these guys, including Vaughn and including Montgomery, have failed. We planned our rebuild on the ability to deal number 88 for multiple prospects. And unless the Angels are going to take another one of our stiffs, we've got, you know, where do you go? You've got nobody else to trade. Nobody. And so I just think it's great that we got those guys from Boston.
Yeah.
We had to give up our best player to get them.
Right.
I just don't see the optimism. What do you guys think?
I think that trade was better than the earlier trade. The Chris Sale to Boston trade didn't work out at all. And this one looks like it may well work out. We'll see. But, you know, you gotta wait. They got a Montgomery that might be able to play.
Yeah.
So that's good. Brayton. So good for him. And I think that Teal looks like he's going to be a player. And Wilfred Gonzalez, I think, was also Chase Meidroff already showing he can play a little bit. I try not to get too caught up in anything because it's going to take a while.
Right.
But, I'm excited that we've got a Southside Pope, and I'd love to go to Mass.
I think really when we look back at, you know, spring training and maybe even before that at the end of last season, the expectation was just don't be worse than last year, right? Like, don't be worse than the year before. And
yeah.
I think, obviously, right now we're in the middle of the season. We're looking for silver linings. We're looking for places for hope.
Well, they're not going to be as bad as they were, but they're still a 100-loss team.
Right. And we said that.
Yeah.
That was the expectation.
Right.
But reasons for hope, maybe from the Pope.
I like it. Let's try Connor. Connor's in Bensonville. He's got a Cubs Sox trade. I love it. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I listen every morning on my way to work. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I wasn't saying like Cubs Sox trade, but obviously as we get closer towards the deadline, I was listening to Rahimi the other day, and she said, you know, jokingly, Andrew Benintendi has trade value, and I laughed at that. But it did make me think, who do you guys think, you know, the Cubs, Sox could trade away? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, who would I want on the Cubs from the Chicago White Sox?
Hauser?
See, again, I mean, that is, if he can do what he's done, and keep that going. I think Adrian Hauser was a move that meant they didn't have to go down and bring up some poor young guy from Charlotte and just kind of throw him to the wolves in the major leagues. So whatever they did there, however they found that guy, kudos, because it's been fantastic through three starts. But I don't know. I don't know that he's like the Cubs have guys like him, right? Guys that are doing better than expected. I think they need better than that. Like I don't know who from the White Sox would really improve the Cubs. I'm not a big, like we talk about, you know, various people like Turner. I'm not a big Turner guy. And I know that everybody says, shut up. When Craigtober comes, he's going to catch fire and he's, you know, he'll turn back the clock 15 years, 25 years, whatever. He's 40, so I don't think we want him turning it back 25. But, okay, 22 years? I'm just saying, I'm not a huge Turner guy. And I think that they could use somebody else doing that. I just don't know. The only player that the White Sox have of value might be Miguel Vargas, and I wouldn't want to see him traded. I mean, you could argue that maybe Shane Smith has some value, but I don't know that I want to see him traded. I think you need to hang on to some guys that might be able to play a tiny bit if they're young enough. I just don't see how anybody from the White Sox that you'd want to move would improve the Cubs. What are you going to do with Luis Robert Jr., Dustin? What would you possibly do with him?
I mean, you know, so that PCA could have one day off? Yeah, a month,
just the one,
right? I mean, yeah.
I don't think you want him. Mm-mm. I just don't think. I think if the Cubs have visions of winning a World Series, I'm not sure they would be looking at the White Sox to get him there. Let's try Tony. Tony is in Rogers Park. Hey, Tony, how you doing? Did we lose Tony? Is that on me, Dustin, or is that
no, it was weird. There was something. Okay. He was surprised, though. I thought he made a really good point. Hopefully he'll call back that he actually heard people in the Chicagoland area polling for the Knicks. He's like, when did we start doing that?
Interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the teams I can't bend for.
And you have said that multiple times.
I have been
right?
saying that yeah. all bloody year. No. No.
It just would have been a better watch on TV, I think, than Pacers.
I mean, here's the problem. Is when you talk about if you're a TV executive, I don't know about other people, but when my team makes the playoffs, and it doesn't happen often, whomever that would be, when they get eliminated, I am not camped in front of the TV to see, oh, I wonder how these guys do after they beat United. I don't care. I don't follow it. I kind of tune out for a while. So if I'm a Knicks fan and my team just got eliminated, guess what? Could care less what the Pacers do against OKC. Don't want to know about it. Tell me at the end of the series, maybe three games, four games in, I might want to watch a game, just an elimination
game. Like if they were
about
to be eliminated maybe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think I would follow the series. So I think you lost a huge crowd. Just based on my personal preferences.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't transfer to others. But I think when one of the local teams gets eliminated, you just yeah. lose interest.
Knicks fans are on to the Mets. Like, yeah. it's Mets season now. You know, like, that's how I think they function. They'd rather watch the Mets play somebody than they'd rather watch Indy play OKC in the
aren't
finals.
Aren't the Knicks fans Yankees fans?
Isn't Knicks, that? Mets, Yankees.
Really? I thought it was...
Nets.
I thought it was.
I would think they
yeah,
would be.
Yeah, because my sister's boyfriend is.
Fan.
My sister's. Right. I mean, everyone's kind of Knicks.
It's Mets and Jets and Islanders, I believe. And I think it's.
Mets, Jets, Islanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought
and everyone's
it was,
a Knicks fan.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I thought, aren't there any Brooklyn Nets fans? Nets and Mets? And Jets? No? They all rhyme?
I guess.
Mets.
Could be wrong.
Jets.
could be wrong. I don't follow New York sports as closely.
I wonder, from a Chicago connection, though, is that the end of Tom Thibodeau? Like, in New York this morning on WFAU,
yeah,
are they calling for Tibbs' job?
That is so wrong for them to do that. Because he's gotten that team, I think he maxed out
yeah.
the talent level that they have. And they got... You know, into the Eastern Conference Finals with that group. That's unbelievable. He did a fantastic job. And if they can't appreciate that, that's
to me, the conversation has to be more about, we need to add players.
Yes.
Like, we need to add players, replace players.
Yes.
We need better players. Like, who are you going to get if you fire Tibbs? You know, like,
yeah, I mean,
who are you going to go get that's better?
It's kind of crazy to me. I think he always is going to deliver the same, you know, he's do your job. He's
but is that as far as he could potentially get them?
Not if
he
got better players.
Is he the guy to go one to the next level?
I mean,
need better players.
Yeah, you
always
need better players. You need better players. To me, it's players. Anyway, I can't believe that they're talking about getting rid of Tibbs. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, we've got Bruce Levine will join us next. We can talk some baseball with him. We'll find out, hopefully, good news on Kyle Tucker, and we'll find out what he thought of the weekend for both of our teams and what happens this week with Detroit coming into town and then going home to play the Cubs. That's pretty cool. You get a preview of one series by watching it, and obviously the Cubs in Washington off today. Bruce Levine next. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do your job.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And it's out number two. Yeah, he was out easily.
He went in head first to make the dive. And, you know, the infield has just been watered down. And I think he stuck a little bit when he made the dive. Head snapped down. And I think he hit his chin right on the dirt.
It's good that everything came out okay, right? How's it feel at this moment?
I feel all right. I mean, it's just a little, hands a little jammed or a little swollen, but, you know, obviously we got our off day tomorrow, so hopefully it feels a little bit better once we get to Washington.
Mully and Haub, Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David, and we are delighted to welcome in our friend Bruce Levine. Bruce joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Morning, Bruce. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Ruthie. Good morning, Mully. How is everybody today? It was a good day in the north side. Not so great in Baltimore this weekend, but where would you like to begin?
Well, let's start with the Cubs, because I'm just curious, when you talk to Kyle Tucker and you tweeted out that there was no, the x-rays were negatives, that's all good stuff. But it looked bad. I mean, it looked like he had the glove on. It got kind of caught underneath him, and I think we've all jammed fingers over the years playing softball, whatever it might be. Does he have to wear a splint at all? Is it okay? Is the swelling? I'm sure they've got a lot more serious armory behind them than we did playing softball.
Yeah, a little bit, but injury is an injury. I think he's going to be okay. They took x-rays, as you said. He's okay, but he really got beat up this weekend. I actually waited for him Saturday after the game because he had run into the wall at one point. He had gotten hit by a pitch. They were thinking about taking x-rays on Saturday because he was so beaten up. This is one tough baseball player. I know we don't think baseball is a contact sport, but, you know, you watch him play, you watch PCA play, there's an awful lot of contact going on. A lot of it's with the ground, but the reality is it's a tough sport for 162 games.
He also had the helmet hit him in his nose, and I know he said after the game, you know, this probably looks worse than it is, but that's right. Your head. I mean, it's concerning when you see guys get sort of banged up that way, Bruce. I think, I guess the next question is, if he does have to miss a couple of games, you know, I know Craig Counsell said day to day, what's sort of the contingency plan? Who fills that gap?
Well, you know, it can either be a Suzuki playing right or a Bruhan. Bruhan's the fourth, fifth outfielder on this team. Suzuki's actually that, you know, the DH. And he had a play there when Hap was out on the IL for 10 days. So it's not the end of the world. The end of the world is, you know, if he has an extensive injury and he's out for a long time, that would be the end of the world. But here's the real news out of yesterday. He's fine. The team's fine physically. But they are going to start resting players regularly over the next 3 weeks. After today, they played 26 out of 27 days. Mm. So, And if you look at the guys who played, I don't think Pete Crow Armstrong has missed a game. I don't think Swanson's missed a game. I doubt that Horner's missed a game. I do not think that Tucker's missed a game. So you can't go through a whole season, especially this stretch here with so many games in a row without resting people. Craig Counsell came out and said, you know, definitely we have to rest people at certain times. That doesn't mean they're going to sit for 2 or 3 days, but incrementally they will have rest over the next 3 weeks.
Are they resting Michael Bush too much? Seemed like he got out there and did pretty well for himself, Bruce. And I get it. I understand what the numbers say and the splits say, but I kind of like that guy and I'd like to see him play. And how's he going to get better against lefties if he never plays against them?
I love that question because he had the big day yesterday.
Right.
He had a homer, two other hits, a walk, you know, just a perfect day. And I kidded with him after the scrum. You know, I went up to him and talked to him for a little while, and I said, look, I have a really good relationship with Craig Counsell. If you want me to go in there and just say, don't rest Bush against left-handed pitchers, I think it'll work. You go, oh, no, no, no. I mean, you know, we laughed about it. But the reality is I'm with you on that. You know, I think that he needs to do that because he's emerging as, you know, one of the top young first basemen in the league. And, you know, if you're not playing against lefties, then as you said, I agree with this theory, how do you get better against them? How do you become a full-time player down the road? But that's not Craig Counsell. Counsell is more concerned with the matchup of the day, how to win that game, make sure that Turner's in there against left-handers, and the whole team plays. And I don't think you can argue with it right now since they have the best record in the National League.
It's funny, Bruce. Last week when I was filling in for Molly, I was filling in for Molly, I asked you, I was like, is this offense sustainable? And you were like, Ruthie, they're not going to keep scoring 6 runs a game. And then we sort of saw them struggle against the Rockies offensively. Not struggle. They won the series. They've won 6 straight series. But they're just finding different ways to win. And do you think that's the strength of this team right now?
It is. You know, David and I took some calls 2 weeks ago about how I was being negative about the team and that I said pitching had to be the key to them winning and that the offense was going to carry them. I just don't remember. I mean, certain years, your offense is going to help you win 95 or 100 games rather than 85. I can see that. But to sustain winning, you're going to have to pitch. And that's what they did over this period of time. As you pointed out, Ruthie, they didn't score runs. You know, yesterday they scored 6, but seven. They didn't score runs on this trip.
Right.
You know, a lot of it was ballpark related, but again, they scored enough to win. And the pitching, in particular, the bullpen has been outstanding. And the development of the bullpen, and you know, Daniel Palencia at the end has been a big part of their success lately.
No doubt about it. We also talked this morning about Jameson Taillon because we've been pretty tough on him with the penchant for giving up those solo homers. He had like 7 at one point in a row, like over the course
of
3 starts.
You weren't tough on him, and David was.
Well, David was, but I'm saying we were. I'm just saying I feel like we probably should give him a little bit of a nod because he's really kept this together. I mean, he's a dependable, predictable starter every time out.
A modern-day workhorse, right? I think they have two of them, him and Boyd, right?
Mm.
So they're not flashy, right? But they go out there and they usually give you 6 innings and they keep it at 3 runs or less, you know, the old-time quality start. That's pretty good, you know, these days to have those guys to rely on, especially with the injuries to Steele for the season and Imanaga, who's now out there traveling to Arizona today and trying to rehab, come back in the next 2 or 3 weeks if he can. So they have been the guys to go to and keep this thing moving along as they've won a lot of ball games and played well, even with the loss of their number 1 and 2 starter.
Speaking of consistent PCA, just another, you know, we didn't even spend our opening segment talking about him, and he's just been the definition of electric in every phase of the game. What's sort of been the reaction to his consistency within the clubhouse?
Well, they marvel at it. We had Justin Turner on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, and he said that he's the best center fielder he's seen, and he's played for 15 years. So, you know, when you hear comments like that, and also Terry Francona, the manager of the Reds, told us that his bat speed is electric. So there's so many areas of his game that it has emerged in 2025 to make him one of the spectacular young players in the game right now. Is he the MVP of the National League right now? In some areas, You'd have to say yes, because defense, base running, hitting with power, driving in runs, still in the top two or three in runs driven in, didn't steal a base for a long time. Believe it or not, you know, we were talking about him stealing 50, 60, 70 bases, but, you know, because he's hitting doubles and home runs, he's not stealing a lot of bases. He stole his first two bases, I think, in about 2 weeks, maybe. He had four. Up until yesterday when he stole two, he had four stolen bases since April 26th. So his game has evolved and changed, and there's just so many ways that he can beat you, and so much fun to watch.
Well, we put it off long enough, Bruce. We're going to have to talk about the
White Sox. We're going to talk about the Orioles, okay.
Yeah. You know, Luis Robert Jr. had about as bad a series as I may have ever seen from a professional baseball player. He was 0 for 10. They dropped him to 7th in the lineup. He managed to get a walk, and then it got to 1st on a catcher's interference. But he just has been awful. It's shocking to me that he has kind of reverted in this way. And, you know, he's been so bad, he makes Vaughn look competent, and he's obviously been demoted. What do you do with him? You know, Ozzie said he needs a day off, but I think he needs more than a day off. Do you send him to Camp Montgomery in Arizona and try to work with him? I don't know what you do.
You just keep playing him. I mean, I don't think a day off is going to help. Maybe Ozzie's right one day here or there, but
they tried that.
The frustrating thing is that, as a Sox fan, Molly, are you saying, gosh, we got to get him better so we can get him out of here?
Well, I
and
mean,
get players back. Is that
you know,
ultimately?
Let me ask
it?
You something, Bruce. Are they going to? Let's say this goes on until you get to the end of the year. Are they going to just not pick up his option? Are they going to let him go for nothing? Is that where we're headed with this thing?
I imagine so. The options are this. So he's making $15 million this year with a $5 million. $5 million buyout if they don't pick up the options for 2026 and 27, which is $20 million each for those. Yeah. I don't think that anyone thinks he's a $20 million player right now. That said, if he becomes a free agent, you get nothing for him. People will sign him, and he'll get a chance to reprove that he can hit. But that's a, you know, it's a realistic way to look at it after over 2 months of playing, but it's sad to think about, considering this guy 2 years ago hit 38 home runs and was one of the better players in the league.
Bruce, the Sox have lost a lot of 1 and 2 score games this year. 58% of their losses have been by 2 runs or less. How do you explain that, and what does that tell us about this year's team, especially in comparison maybe to last year's team?
It's a lot easier team to watch. It's a more interesting team because the pitching is really good. And that's what they wanted to do when they were developing this team, is develop and purchase and get pitching for the future. I think they've done a good job of that. Look, the 4.09 ERA is right around 19 or 20 in baseball. It's not awful. So the pitching is much better. The offense is not, you know, it's still run production-wise, runs, they're second to the last, I think, with 221. They just can't score runs. They don't have enough position players who can hit. You know, you have, you know, a couple of veterans that have come back. Benintendi's hit a little bit. Certainly, Talkman's been really good since he's come back. He's really hit the ball hard. But, you know, looking at the future, you know, Mully, you always bring up, you know, Teal. When are they going to bring him up from the minor leagues? You know, is the other Montgomery going to get there before Colson Montgomery? Wow. Some of the things that are good to look at if you're a White Sox fan. But run production, you know, it's really tough. The mistakes they make to lose ballgames stand out more because they do not have enough offense to wash away those little mistakes. The little mistakes they make on the bases or on defense cost them a lot of games just because they don't have that.
You are right on it, Bruce. No question. You got it. but they also don't have a closer. So they get to the end of some games and they figure out a way to lose, which is shocking. They can't hold the lead. I mean, I'm just saying, if they're up a run, forget it. They're not going to be able to win the game. They just don't really have much that they can do regularly with the bullpen.
No, you're right. And again, converting guys from starting, I mean, you know, they continue to hit on young pitchers, and then even veterans, like picking up, you know, Hauser, and he's pitched extremely well.
No doubt.
Since they picked him up. 147 ERA since they picked him up. So they're in games. I don't know. You know, as a Sox fan, when you look at the games, is it tougher to watch when they lose by one run all the time rather than getting blown out? At least you're watching the ball games. You're paying attention to the development. That's about the best you're getting out right now.
They're better at home.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. All right, but, buddy.
The summer's coming, though. Balls go out of the ballpark.
There we go. You know, hot weather here. Luis Robert will pick it up. Oh, boy.
We think the summer's coming. We're not quite sure.
Today.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Bruce Levine. Great job, as always.
Best.
All right. We will be right back. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Ruthie Polinsky and for David this morning on The Score.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ask me after the parade.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Guess what, guys? It's Rick Hahn. Rick Hahn back on the MLB Network. Rick had made an appearance before, and he doubled down. We got to hear from him again. And I don't know how you feel about it, but you got to hear it. It's Rick Hahn talking about the Fernando Tatis Jr. trade. What went wrong? What was missed? And then, of course, the big question, why? Why?
If there's a trade you wish you could have a do-over on. I mean, it begins and ends with Tatis. I mean, what fool would trade him? Here's the thing about Tatis. Obviously, horrible trade. You know, San Diego actually asked for Eric Johnson, who was part of the trade, right-handed pitcher, as well as another arm. Initially, and we were reluctant to include two arms. The second arm never went on to actually appear.
They didn't even ask for Tatis?
Initially, it was a different arm. It was a different arm, and we pushed back, and we wound up shuffling and pivoting in the end. They asked for Tatis, which they deserve a ton of credit for identifying this guy out of complex ball as someone they wanted. At the time, it was 2016. We were dealing with a team that was 23-10 coming out of the gate. We knew we weren't as good as 23-10. Matt Latos was doing some things with smoke and mirrors early on in that season. John Danks was trying to fight his way back from injury and losing that battle. And we had a manager in Robin who kind of knew that, like, this, if we don't win this year, he might not want to be around too much longer on his own volition. Mm. So there was a lot pointing towards, let's push in to make this work.
Win now.
And obviously, I regret the trade. Obviously, it did not work out the way we hoped because we wound up not winning. And we ultimately, that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of finally getting us to rebuild. But I understand, and I think I take lessons with me going forward. But frankly, as part of the rebuild was wanting to have the depth to withstand if you didn't have, you know, if you had failure at one spot on that roster, which we just did not have in sort of this sort of piecemeal patch on the fly technique we were using.
I think he made it worse. They didn't want him. He wasn't going to be part of it. There was some other arm that they deemed was, no, we can't lose that guy. Whatever else happened, who didn't make it? Fernando Tatis Jr., how old is he? He's still a child. I don't even think he's hit his prime yet. He was like 17 at the time of that trade. Is that right? And I get it. He was like 6 feet tall and now he's 6'3". Whatever it was, he kind of hit a growth spurt and he became a grown man, and he's now a guy that is always a favorite for MVP. Wow, that is a tough one to hear.
Yeah.
Is that the worst trade ever? For James Shields, right? Isn't that who they got?
Worst trade ever.
Well, seriously, what is that, the single worst trade? That makes the Lou Brock trade look like a bargain. I mean, that is, you got like a guy, how old is he? How old is he right now? He's got to be like 26, 27. How old is he? He's barely into his prime.
26.
He's 26? Holy mother of God, the guy's had a career. He's on a Hall of Fame track. How do you mess that up?
At least
how do you
here's
even
a silver
talk
lining.
About it? How do you even bring it up?
Silver lining Monday. Oh my God. At least Rick Hahn is taking accountability.
Oh my God.
And admitting that it didn't go well. I don't know. It's tough to hear.
312-644-6767. That's the telephone number. I'm going to need therapy during the break. Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.